From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August the 20th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hanneken-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that the man who went missing earlier this week from an assisted living facility in Ghent was found in a densely wooded area close by on Wednesday, August the 19th by state police. Douglas Fithen, 82, was last seen at Camp Hill Ghent at 9 a.m. on Monday. He was found at 4 p.m. Wednesday by the search team. The police said Fithen was not found earlier because of the dense terrain. The Chatham Rescue Squad and the Ghent Fire Department removed trees and brush to help extract Fithen. When found, he was dehydrated, bruised, and had sustained lacerations from the brush. Fithen was transported to Albany Medical Center, according to state police. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that the Adirondack Council is calling on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to stop a shipping company from its plan to use tracks deep in the Adirondacks Park as a storage and inspection area for oil tank cars. Plans by the Chicago-based Iowa Pacific Holding to put the tanker cars on tracks in places like Tawas, the site of the 19th-century mine and a portal into the High Peaks area, poses a threat to the area's waterways and wild nature. In a statement released on Wednesday, August 19, the council alleged there was no mention of oil tanker storage and oil salvage facility as used for the Saratoga and the North Creek Railway when permission was granted to reopen in 2012. The tracks lead to a 19th-century iron mine that was reopened by the federal government during World War II to obtain titanium for warships. The rail line was abandoned from 1989 through 2011. The Adirondacks Park is the world's largest intact temperate deciduous forest ecosystem. It is the source of most of New York's major rivers. It is protected landscape that attracts 10 million visitors per year. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting in Albany Times Union that both Republican and Democrat legislators in Rensselaer County are backing the drinking water protection law, which is being proposed in response to the Northeast Energy District natural gas pipeline that would run through Nassau, Scodac, and Steventown. The proposed Northeast Energy Direct 36-inch pipeline would pass through Schoharie, Albany, and Rensselaer counties on its way to metropolitan Boston. County legislator Mark Fleming, Democrat of Troy, said, and I quote, "Albany County has a very similar law. It's what should be done," end quote. Legislator Judith Bressler, Republican Sand Lake, said, and I quote, "We want to be sure any local law introduced is focused on preventing harmful effects from the pipeline project and can withstand any legal challenges," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Chivion Gonzalez in the Albany Times Union reports that Schoharie County Board of Supervisors asked State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office to find out just how a $21 million project to repair six streams damaged during Tropical Storm Irene and Lee went over budget. Schoharie County's 16-member elected board wanted to know why the county's taxpayers' share of funding for the project increased by $1.3 million because of extra engineering and construction costs. So the state came back with an audit released August 18th that found that the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors was responsible for the project going over budget. In a response, the board blames the engineering firm AECOM, which is not identified by name in the audit. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Finally, Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature on Tuesday, August the 18th, adopted a law establishing a countywide sustainable green fleet policy designed to reduce emissions, decrease cost, and increase efficiency. Under the law, the number of county-owned vehicles will be reduced and evaluate current practice to ensure optimum use, incorporate efficiency requirements when seeking bids for the purchase of new vehicles, and giving priority to purchasing hybrid and other sustainable green vehicles. The law calls for a minimum of 5% of the county fleet to be green vehicles by 2020. The law also requires the county to train its employees to drive efficiently and to use public transportation and telecommuting when feasible. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including Greene and Columbia counties. A slow-moving cold front will bring widespread showers and embedded thunderstorms overnight Thursday, August the 20th to Friday, August 21st. Some urban and poor drainage flooding may occur in some spots, with isolated flash flooding possible. For today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. A chance of precipitation is 20%. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, there'll be showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. On Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. On Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 6:08 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:48 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 20th day of August, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.